This is program number LW2640. You like stories? Here's a good one. A parable, I guess you could say. It's a story with a good point. Hi, this is Larry West. Let me tell it to you. Now remember, it's just a story, okay? When I was just 2 years old, my mother died. When I was four, my father died. I was living here and there and everywhere, stealing what little I could to get by. And the older I grew, the better of a con artist I became. Just a few weeks before I was to turn 14 years old, I was caught and arrested and dragged to court. I didn't cry. I felt I had cried all the tears out of my head already. I looked at that judge behind that huge bench, and I wanted to run. I couldn't. I was guilty, and I didn't have a friend. It seemed to me that the courthouse was packed, but there wasn't a friend in sight. Everybody looked at me, and then they looked at the judge. It seemed to me that their faces said, "Judge, give him the full penalty. That'll save us the trouble later on." I felt the whole world was coming in on me. It was then that the clerk stood up and said, "This court is open." The judge said, "Has this boy anyone to represent him?" Well, I didn't know what that meant. I thought the judge was talking about the fellow who was to take me out and hang me. Then someone said, "No, Judge, there is no one." Then the judge looked to a fellow on the far side of the courtroom and said, "I appoint you to take this boy's case." The man walked through the crowd, pushed a policeman aside, and took me into a side room. I sunk into a corner. I thought he was going to drag me out and hang me. But you know what I saw? I saw tears under his eyelashes. He sat down and slipped his arm around me. I didn't know what to think. Then he said, "My little friend, are you guilty?" Well, it seemed like he really cared. I couldn't have lied to him if I tried. "Yes, sir, I'm guilty," I said, "and lots more they don't even know about." The way he looked at me and the way he seemed to want to help made all the difference. He put his hand on my head, and I wrapped my fingers around his coat, feeling a little secure, thinking, if I hang on, maybe he can pull me through this thing. We went back into the courtroom, and he and I stepped up to the judge's bench. My new friend said, "If it please your honor, it has been my privilege to practice before this bar for many years. I have noticed that when the ends of justice can be secured and society protected, it is your honor's custom to show mercy." Then he said, "I stand with this trembling orphan child, without father or mother, without home or friend, to beg your honor's mercy. His heart is broken. He pleads for forgiveness." I grabbed some more coat. I thought, wow, that was a great speech. I found out, though, that it was just the introduction. He spoke until silence filled the room. What he kept saying, I couldn't believe. It was beautiful. It was fantastic. He spoke until old men began to cry. I glanced over, and even my policeman was brushing tears from his eyes. Finally, my new friend said, "Your Honor, if you will show compassion for this orphan child, I pledge, Your Honor, to look after his education and his upbringing and to give to society a useful citizen." Then he said, "Your Honor, I want to adopt this child as my very own." What? I couldn't believe what I just heard. This man wanted to adopt me? I don't believe it. They could take me out now and hang me, and I would die happy. Then the greatest shock of all came. He spoke to the judge and said, "Father." That shot through me like a bolt of lightning. The judge had appointed his own son to plead for me. "Father," he said, "I want to be like a brother to this boy." Well, now, I wasn't much on mathematics, but I could see at once that if the judge on the bench was this man's father, and if the attorney wanted to be my brother, then wouldn't that make the judge my father, too? I was being asked to be adopted into their family? Not just forgiven, but adopted? I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. The Bible says there is one mediator between God and man, himself man, Christ Jesus. If you'll make Jesus your lawyer, you can be adopted into the judge's family. I've written a pamphlet called What is the Gospel? Write me for it. It's free. What is the Gospel? Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.